You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
As I just said, about 30 minutes ago, Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke to the press in Midtown Manhattan. His two major themes were restoring power and resuming transportation. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, Director of Transportation Nation, joins us now. Hi, Andrea.
Good afternoon, Leonard.
So let's start with power. The government mentioned damage in the five boroughs in Westchester, but he said Long Island took the brunt of the burden. What is the situation there?
The governor said 90% of the people, some 900,000 people on Long Island, have no power, and that they are still assessing the situation there. By contrast, but 700,000 people, he said, in the five boroughs have no power. Westchester is also hit, but Long Island and Lower Manhattan seem to be the largest trouble zones for power outages right now.
And we're talking about Nassau and Suffolk. Despite the fact that Nassau abuts Queens, which hasn't had the problem, is that why he was critical of the Long Island Power Authority?
Well, he wasn't really that critical of any power authority yet, although he said that all of the power agencies should be able to deal with situations like downed trees that are predictable. One of the things that he pointed out was that in past disasters and states of emergencies, other states have sent in power trucks to help out New York, but because the storm was so large, those power companies are working on their own regions and aren't available to come in and offer reinforcements to this area.
Who oversees the local power agencies like Long Island Power Authority, Con Ed, Orange, and Rockland Utilities?
Well, they're overseen by the Public Service Commission, which is part of the state. The Long Island Power Authority is actually a state authority. You may remember it bought the Long Island Lighting Company sometimes. Mm-hmm. It is sort of quasi-public authorities that run power. And Con Ed is a private company, but it is publicly regulated.
Now, you mentioned that in the past, local workers would come to help. Governor Cuomo mentioned that 4,000 utility workers are coming from as far as Texas and California. What are we expecting them to do?
Well, in these kind of situations, and I was actually in the Catskills after Hurricane Irene without power for 5 days. And what happens is that the roads go out and trees fall on the power lines. So you've got a double set of problems. You have to fix the roads. You have to fix the bridges, some of which are literally washed away, before you can even get to the trees and remove them and start restoring the power lines. That's what makes this such a labor-intensive process outside of Manhattan. Manhattan, you have a different situation because you have an exploding transformer as well as salt water, which has flooded a lot of basements. That was something the governor referred to, was that New York is probably going to have to start thinking about generators not in basements if salt water incursions are going to become a more frequent part of our weather future.
He said that not only would we rebuild, but this will be an opportunity to build back smarter.
That's right. And I mean, one of the things that the governor has been talking about, and Joe Loda, the head of the Transit Authority, said just a few minutes ago that this was the most devastating storm ever in the New York transit system's 100-plus year history, that there was salt water gushing into the subway tunnels. Governor Cuomo just said that water was pouring so quickly into the Battery Park Tunnel, recently named the Hugh Carey Tunnel, that it looked like a rushing river going into the tunnel, and that waters are coming from both the Hudson and the East River. So they are in no way understating the damage caused by the storm. And what Governor Cuomo was saying, you know, he said, I don't care what anybody says. These storms are going to be frequent. It used to be a 100-year storm. Now it's every year. Irene was just, 14 months ago? And that the city has to start thinking about not only restoring service, but reorganizing in such a way that it is less vulnerable to saltwater incursions, which is a whole different thing from freshwater because saltwater corrodes very rapidly electronic equipment.
Now, what you've just been talking about involved his reference to climate change, something that many people were disappointed did not come up during the debates, the presidential debates. Is he suggesting that we're going to have to change the way we think about things because climate change is here to stay?
Essentially, yes. I mean, one of the things, and I've actually been sort of reporting the story since the time of Hurricane Irene, is that if you get into the level of the government agencies responsible for running things, so the Federal Highway Administration, the Federal Transit Administration, these agencies all assume that climate change is here. There's a Federal Transit Administration report that came out just a couple weeks before Irene hit, which said no matter what happens, if anything, to curb greenhouse emissions at this point, the effects on transit system are here and real and potentially very costly. And one of the things that they did mention were storm surges, salt water running over tracks, as well as extreme heat, buckling tracks. And both of these things have been seen in this country in the past couple of years, and they are still assessing what Hurricane Sandy has caused in this region. As a matter of fact, they don't even know yet. And both Governor Cuomo and Chairman of the MTA, Joe Loda, cautioned New Yorkers that when it comes to the subway, people need to think about partial restoration. They need to think about creative ways of getting around. They haven't specified exactly what that means, but clearly they are paving the way for New Yorkers not to expect that when the sun comes out, the subways will start running and everything will be back to normal momentarily.
Or that all lines will be running. The government also spoke about the cooperation between the state and federal agencies. He's been in touch with the president and Tim Geithner. So there are concerns about Wall Street as well?
Well, the governor mentioned two costs to the city economy, potentially, or two costs to the city. One, he said, is the reconstruction costs, and he said that he expects most of the aid from the reconstruction, I think the figure 75% was thrown out yesterday in one of the briefings, to come from the federal government. As a matter of fact, he excused himself from the briefing with area officials, which went on for some time after he left, because he had to take a call from President Obama to discuss this very thing. But he said that the intangible thing and the thing that New York won't be getting aid for is the cost to its economy. Every day the subway doesn't run, people can't get to work, small businesses get opened. All of these bridges being closed means that there are impediments to getting goods in and out of New York. And all of this has an economic cost, which he doesn't expect the federal government to reimburse, and he mentioned that New York already has a $1 billion budget gap, and one of the things that is particularly poignant, obviously, is that if the federal government goes through with the plans for its so-called fiscal cliff, there will be even less aid for things like this. Well, the governor didn't mention that specifically. That has to be on everybody's minds.
Well, talking about getting in and out of New York, what about the airports? I hear JFK may reopen tomorrow, but LaGuardia will take longer. What's the problem? Planes have taken off in worse weather than this.
Well, Pat Foy was here. He's the head of the Port Authority, and he said that JFK did get some flooding, but the floodwaters have receded and it's largely dried out. But he points out that LaGuardia Airport is below sea level, and it suffered extensive flooding and damage, and they're still assessing what that is, which is why that airport will not be opening immediately.
So to recap, we should see something that looks like a Sunday schedule for buses around 5 o'clock this evening, full bus service tomorrow, and there are, I gather, no fares for buses today and tomorrow. So it's
That's
a real bargain.
Buses are free. It is a real bargain. It will be one of the only ways to get around, and that is so the we will be hearing later today, they promise, a further assessment of the subway systems. But He did mention that all of the subway systems under the East River flooded, got salt water in them. They're pumping them out, but they do not know the damage, and they do not know when exactly and how much service they could get running. He did mention that the subway lines that run over the Manhattan and Williamsburg bridges should be okay, that those bridges have been checked and do not seem to have sustained any damage that would prevent those subway lines from opening.
WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, Director of Transportation Nation, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.